Thank you very much, Gerald. Mr. Mayor, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, I am delighted to bring to this opening ceremony in this beautiful city the greetings and support of UNWTO, the United Nations Specialized Agency committed to tourism, travel, and the Millennium Development Goals, and to share with you our perspective on tourism's positive role in our common global future, driven by evolving dynamics of social, ethical, and sustainable behavior. This World Exposition and Congress offers a particularly timely opportunity to show the emerging link between leisure and responsible enjoyment, which is embodied in UNWTO's Global Code of Ethical Tourism. That is, leisure which leaves a positive impact on visitors, on host communities, and on the ecosystems it impacts. And there are three reasons for this. The first is because the world is increasingly recognizing that tourism, business and leisure travel, is making a major contribution to socio-economic improvement generally and to the war on poverty specifically. It's the biggest industry in the world. It's more than 30% of global services trade. It's growing faster than GDP, and it will double its impact over the next decade and a half, despite the obvious challenges of man-made and natural disasters, despite increasing prices of fuel, despite increasing security demands, and despite massive infrastructure and capital needs. Responsibly and sustainably managed, tourism can significantly improve the lives of billions of people. And leisure is the largest, fastest growing segment of this booming market. Holiday tourism, ecotourism, adventure tourism, sports and recreational tourism, health and religious tourism. All of these are indicative of a changing global lifestyle with easier access, freer time, and more disposable income. And Mr. Mayor, you are very wise to plan your future around this dynamic industry. The second reason is because China so embodies the spirit, the potential, and the realization of the tourism paradigm. In less than two decades, under the balanced drive of the socialist market economy, China has become the fourth largest tourist export market in the world. And it's on track to become the largest market in the next two decades. And with its rapidly expanding middle class, this is destined to become the largest two-way market in the world. Leisure will be the key component. Leisure to explore the incredible 5,000-year-old traditions. Leisure to enjoy the wide range of recreations and sport, which will be focused by the Beijing Olympics. Leisure to experience the myriad of cultures that is China. Leisure to taste the diverse culinary delights, and leisure to experience the incredible scenic and natural beauty. Significantly, these leisure experiences are progressively opening to a massive domestic market, as the Mayor observed, as well as to a booming international one. In this way, China can use tourism to respond to its own poverty imperatives, as well as help other states to develop their tourism exports to respond to theirs. Again, all against the backdrop of the need for responsible and sustainable consumption and production practices. And the third and final reason that it's particularly important that you open this Congress on this day is that the UN system is launching a global effort today to acknowledge the importance of the Millennium Development Goals and the War on Poverty. And the UN is seeking to create a world record attempt at standing up for these goals with a minute of silence. All over the world, the next 2 days, this is happening. UN agencies and the people with whom they interact are observing this moment in a show of solidarity for and with the poor of this planet, and in a sign of long-term commitment to systematically eradicate poverty, starting with the Millennium Development Goals of halving 1990 real poverty levels by 2015. There is no other industry that can do more than tourism to directly deliver export income, to provide wages, to create jobs, and to attract investment, particularly where it engages local partners, links with information technology and community-based education, and teaches quality service with sustainable delivery. Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, in recognition of this initiative by the United Nations, and in conjunction with the opening of this expo, I would like to appeal to you in finishing my remarks tonight to stand with me in 1 minute of silence in honour of the Millennium Development Goals and to make this Congress an important part of this global initiative. And I would ask you if you would be so kind as to do so.